Good morning. It's Playhouse 194 635 as we enter textual healing. Member of the Playhouse family texts this morning. Her name's Jana. She says, how would other women handle this? I'm so embarrassed. I've had some friends bring up to me that when my guy is with his buddies, he's apparently openly talking about our intimate life and things we do specifically. And it's getting back to me because he talks about it so often. How do I firmly tell him to stop? And that is not acceptable. Probably exactly that.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing something that makes you feel uncomfortable. You absolutely tell him to stop. Why be in a relationship with someone who is doing things or saying things that make you uncomfortable? That's private info that should just be between you two. So tell him, set your boundaries and say, it's uncomfortable for me. And then I don't like that it's getting back to me. Please stop doing this.
That's really sad, too, because that damage is done. I mean, that cat's out of the bag. It's been said enough and talked about enough, whatever it is. I really don't want to know, but whatever it is now been conversation among your circle and his circle, and that's really unfortunate. I would really make sure I very firmly, like you said, I like that word, firmly explain to him, like, do you even understand the damage you've done? Like, that's what people know of us now. Thanks.
The fact that it's gotten back to you, how often is he talking about it, that now this person is okay bringing up to you, to your face?
I'm wondering, is this a relationship ender? Do you think that people have broken up over less?
If she can move past it, then I think it would be good. And if he can move forward with these new boundaries, no more talking about that, then maybe. But I could see someone breaking up for that.
Oh, you thought that was my current girlfriend, Jana? That was actually one of my exes who had the same name as her. I should just probably follow up and let you know that's not my current girlfriend.
You can't make that go away now.
I mean, just if he never talks about it again, he can't bring it up in front of his friends.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that it's top of mind because it was recent, maybe. People just kind of move on with their lives.
And then he just zips his lips and keeps that info to himself.
Any thoughts for Jana today at 237? It's text 35270. You know, as far as how to approach him and make him understand how inappropriate that is. Do you even stay in that relationship? Is there anything you can do to defuse that bomb a little bit? Hi there.
I'm calling about the girl whose boyfriend is blabbing about their, like, bedroom stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't sleep with him again until he agrees not to talk about it. Because could you imagine going into a room and, like, everybody knows what you like to do? It's just super disrespectful. It's gross.
All right, I got passed a note that says you said you were in a situation like this before. How did you handle it? Is that what you did?
I broke up with him because he's a jerk. People were looking at me and I was like, oh my God, because then people were telling me that he was talking about our sex life.
Yeah. Well, the meat of your idea is just like not even doing that until he understands, like, yeah, that was not okay. I am sorry and I won't do it again.
Yeah, since you want to share this info with everyone else, you're not going to get it because I'm not going to give you any more info to blab about.
Any thoughts for Jana this morning? 237. It's you can text Playhouse 35270 with Ari's latest. We can't be friends in the Playhouse. Why 94? 641 Playhouse. Why 94? Stupid stories with E not too far off. Headlines. Why 94? Can't pay bills at 7:10 this morning. In the middle of textual healing, Playhouse family member Jana outlined for us. She's been seeing a guy, but it has gotten back to her through their mutual friends that when he is out alone with his buddies having a few drinks, he talks very graphically, a lot of details about their romantic life. And she's like, that's not appropriate. How do I even explain to him why that is not okay? And then kind of secondary question, would you even stay with somebody willing to do that? And she's getting a lot of feedback today.
Someone said a real man doesn't advertise his lady. Not going to be long before you find out he's cheating. Another person is kind of bringing up something I wasn't thinking about. They said for some people, they're open and they're okay talking about that with others. And for some people, it's not okay. Apparently for you, it's not something you like to talk about. So just talk with him about it. Maybe he didn't realize you didn't want other people knowing that.
I guess so. I don't know how many people are like, yeah, no, that's totally cool. Go sit and have a beer and tell everybody what we do.
I think sometimes you just have to be straightforward, lay everything out there and say, I do find this not to be okay talk with your buddies. Please stop.
You did learn you got some pretty stand-up friends, though. Like, that they would make a point of telling you, like, hey, you're not going to believe what this guy's saying.
Do you think that's how they said it? Or do you think they said, like, heard you guys got a little wild this weekend?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
There's that. Hi, what are you thinking?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I will say that I have no problem with guys bragging about my ex, but performance is one. Two is how I get the guys to not stop talking. Excuse me, my name is all over the world and all over conversation. And three, women are going to be flocking to me asking, how do you do it? Lastly is, I'm smiling, I'm standing, and I still have game, and I'm still going out to dinner, and I'm still getting my date. So in the end, I'm winning, and you can pay me for this. Okay?
Okay. You know, your reception maybe, or at least I couldn't hear you very clearly. Were you basically saying you'd like if a guy's bragging about
you?
Yes. She's flattered?
Yes, but that's not how this person feels. This person's very upset.
So, but good for you. Good for you. It's another perspective, so that we appreciate, I guess. Any kind of final thoughts for Jan as far as text?
Someone did say this guy seems like a high schooler with no regards to your feelings. Another person said, yeah, it's a bit immature, but I would take it as a good sign. It means he's over the moon excited being with you and he wants to tell more people than he should. And someone else said the buddies will want to get back to her, so when they break up, she'll be next if she's fun.
You know, there's that, too. I mean, apparently there's a positive reputation with some of the receiving end.
Either way, people are saying if it's something that bothers you, you just tell him and ask him to stop.
Yeah, it's honestly how he responds to you confronting him and letting him know that you really don't like that probably answers that secondary question of do you want to be with somebody like this? Because if he tries to minimize it and diffuse it and make it like seem like it wasn't that much of an issue, well, then, you know, maybe that's not the guy for you. But if he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh my, you know what? The filter went off when I was drinking and he apologizes profusely, grovels perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, now you know you got you a good one.
I wasn't even thinking. Why would I say something like that? I didn't even think that it was inappropriate. Then, okay, perfect.
That's best case scenario, really, at this point.
Coming up next.